Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. So the buzz around town now, right now, is the Federal Reserve, interest rates, China, all this other stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So again, I'm Dan Frio of the Mortgage Update. You can reach me at 844-775-LOAN, and loan is 5626. And probably one of the best ways to get me is by just shoot me an email. It's dfrio, F-R-I-O, at ParksideLending.com. So right now we're seeing a big spat. Trump started an interest rate or a stock market crash or a whole ripple effect through the whole economy, and now it's pushing worldwide in basically a few tweets that he did. And I'm not going to agree or disagree with the tariffs, but that is playing a big role throughout the whole world right now. Not only the U.S., not only China, but everywhere. We just recently saw that the Fed came down and reduced rates a quarter, and I'm going to talk a little bit more in detail about that next, but we're going to talk about some other things. China is manipulating their currencies and also dropping their rates. And what we're seeing right now during all of this is basically the world is now starting to drop rates. Okay, so I just want to go through, you know, kind of what happens and what's happening in the U.S. in regards to, you might see a headline saying, you know, the Fed's basically plummeting interest rates, but credit card rates are at an all-time high. How can that be? Or, you know, The Fed is reducing rates basically dramatically, potentially in the next coming weeks or months. But not a lot is, you know, we saw a recent decline in mortgage rates that spurred in a lot of refinancing, which is well needed because a lot of these people were paying off, credit card debt, other mortgage debt, reducing terms, getting rid of PMI in a whole other range of, you know, kind of transactions or mortgage packages. And we could talk maybe about that at the end of the program, why, you know, what might be some good scenarios on, you know, why and what you should look at if you're looking to refinance. And then also be cautious. Just, you know, just because rates are lower doesn't mean that it's a good deal for you. So what's happening is, for example, the Federal Reserve of India, you probably don't care, but they just cut their rates by 35 basis points, okay? A little bit more aggressive than the U.S. New Zealand just cut 50 basis points. China just cut, and they're kind of manipulating their currency. There's things going on throughout the whole world in regards to interest rates. So what's happening is the U.S. and China, they're at a spat right now on China always... I'm from a small little steel town right outside of Pittsburgh, and I saw this personally. Is China was dumping their steel in the U.S. Their government was subsidizing their steel industries so it could be profitable that for them to sell or dump on the U.S. their steel cheaper than we make it here. Those companies are losing money, but the government is subsidizing them so they don't lose money. So basically, it put our whole steel industry out of business, gone. My dad worked at the steel mill for 35 years. That steel mill used to employ about 8,000 people. I think there might be 200 people there right now. They don't make steel. They just do some fabricating and things like that to the steel. So, again, I'm not going to address the tariffs, good or bad. You decide on your own. But it is starting. China has gotten away with this for so long that now Trump steps in and says, you know, I'm going to slap you with these tariffs unless you now make it equal. You shouldn't be subsidizing your industries by dumping stuff on us. Also, they manipulate their currency. So the stuff that they sell us is cheaper than we can buy here. There's a whole bunch of economics behind it. Don't have time today to go through that. But that's basically what's happening. So basically, Trump is now, you know, he's calling their bluff. He says it's illegal for you to manipulate your currency. And you know what? We're going to start putting tariffs on your goods to make your goods equivalent to what they're being bought here in the States. That is putting a ripple effect throughout the whole world, because now a lot of the analysts are saying there's going to be basically a worldwide recession because of a lot of this. And I think it's an easy fix if China came in and said, you know what? Yeah, we'll play by the rules. It's going to majorly hinder them because they haven't been playing by the rules for so long. But they start playing by the rules, everything will wash out. You know, everybody should be on the same playing field when it comes to, you know, goods and services and costs and things like that. So that's that part of it. Okay. So now let's get into interest rates. So here's what happened years ago when the market crashed. Interest rates for mortgages are completely different than the mortgage rates that the Federal Reserve controls. And we went over this the other day. The Federal Reserve controls the federal funds rate. Mortgage rates are dictated by what's called the mortgage-backed securities market. It's basically a bunch of bonds that have mortgage notes in there, and they're traded as a batch of bonds. Okay, so there's supply-demand. There's, if you know anything about economics, even economics 101, as the supply goes up and the demand goes down. Here, let me just make it this way. Here's the easiest way to say this. The more people that want or are buying a product, the higher the price is going to go. Okay, so what happened is the Fed came in years ago and said, we're going to start buying up these mortgage-backed securities. Okay, they're going to buy. They're going to start loading up. All right, so what happens is the prices keep going up and up and up and up and up. Thus, if you know anything about bonds, the higher the price, the lower the yield. Okay, the higher the price, the lower the yield, or the lower the interest rate. That's what they were doing. They were buying up all the mortgage-backed securities, driving down the yields, driving down the rates. So that's what they did. So if you ever know, the quantitative easing was that basically they're easing out rates. And they're trying to, you know, drive down rates because the housing market is that big of a player in the U.S. economy. All right. So that's what happened. So now the Fed stopped buying these mortgage-backed securities. So things leveled out a little bit and yields leveled out. And that's why they've been steady for so long. They've just been pretty much stagnant because there's an equilibrium on supply and demand. So it basically just stayed stable. It would have its fluctuations here and there and here and there. Then the Fed started selling them. So that started bringing up rates. So about a year ago, year and a half ago, rates started going back up. And it's like, well, the Fed didn't do anything with rates. You know, so what's going on? Why are rates going up? So the rates started going up. All right. So that's what happens with that. So now the Fed comes in and says, you know what? We're going to lower the federal funds rate. Well, nothing really happened. The Fed doesn't control mortgage rates. Those are controlled by mortgage-backed securities. The Fed controls the federal funds rate. All right. So that's why you'll possibly see interest rates on the federal funds rate which also controls basically what's tied to, you know, a lot of adjustable rate mortgages. It should be tied to credit card rates. It should be. Mention I should be. It kind of has a similar effect, or it'll flow through to the prime rate, which then affects a lot of other things as well. But that is, you know, there's a federal funds rate, a discount rate, mortgage rates. There's a whole bunch of different rates. But the Federal Reserve only controls the federal funds rate. Okay, so that's that part of it. So when I come back, I'm going to explain, you know, what my predictions are for the rest of this year, maybe going through next year, and then also why credit card rates are skyrocketing when all other rates are going down. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So again, if you'd like to get in touch with me, the best way, probably the best way, and I will respond, I promise you. And if I don't respond within 24 hours, please shoot me just an update just to remind me. I probably get 200-300 emails a day, so I will respond, but I might miss one. I'll just be honest, I'm only human. Shoot me an email at dfrio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Or if you want, you can also give me a call at 844-775-LOAN. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. So now that I bored you to death with what happens with interest rates or how they work, sorry, Economics 101, let's now talk about, yeah, mortgage rates are coming down. Basically because everything's starting to slow down. They're predicting a recession in 2020. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But the Fed starting to reduce rates, that should spur spending. Spending then cycles through the economy. The more people spend and buy, the more manufacturing, you know, goes. Housing is a big part. Most people, I never understood why, you know, when people would follow the housing market and housing trends, building, how that had anything to do with the economy. Then one day it kind of blipped in my head. When you're building a house, what's entailed? Well, you have a ton of labor. You have just think of the materials involved in building a home. You got the roofs. You got people that put them on there, people that manufacture them. Oil goes into the production of that. You ship those products all over the country to be installed. Then you have lumber. You put the lumber people in business. Lumber prices are good. You put, you know, the companies that sell lumber, they're in business. Then you have all the electrical. Well, now you have resources there. People are making wires, switches, plumbing. People are making all these components that go into a house. Your faucet, your refrigerator, your flooring, your phone, your ceiling fans. Just think of all the stuff in a house. And then all the people involved in placing the orders, getting the orders there, and then putting the roof on. For example, you order shingles. Well, the shingle manufacturer has to go out and buy all the raw materials. That puts those people in business, plus raw materials. Then they bring it to this plant. They make the shingles. Well, they have the plant. Then they have all the payroll there, all the utilities and everything of that sort. Those people get wages. They spend the money. Then that product gets shipped to the store to sell it. Well, you got all the freight, the logistics, the drivers, the stockers, the loaders, the this, the that. You have that. You have interstate commerce. You have, you know, the food places on the toll roads that, you know, people stop and eat. Then they get to the store where you buy it, or the wholesalers buy it, or whatever. You have the people there, the people that put it back on the trucks, the people that unload the truck. I mean, it's a never-ending cycle. That's why the housing, you know, piece of the economy is huge. Okay, so that's that part of it. I'm gonna throw a curveball here. Now we talked about interest rates and everything enough. All right, let's talk about what should you do while rates are going down. So you see the Fed is reducing rates. It does somewhat trickle down to mortgages in a roundabout way. But they're also saying, you know, the Fed's going to continue to reduce rates, and, you know, that might, and also they might go back to buying mortgage-backed securities. Might. If they do that, you will see another drop in rates. Don't wait. Take advantage of it now. And if it drops again substantially, do it again. So let's talk about when is a good time and maybe when is not a good time to refinance, okay? So what you want to do is throw out the, I always get this, you know, my rate's at 5 and if I can't get 4, then it makes no sense for me because there's that 1% rule. I have no clue where that came from. No idea. If you have a $500,000 loan and you drop your rate 75 basis points, 0.75, it's probably going to work out pretty well for you. Unless, or watch for the costs. You know, I had a client the other day, and they sent me what's called a loan estimate. It used to be called a good faith estimate. And they're like, Dan, I heard you on the radio, and I just want to, you know, hey, here, give me a plan, give me a backup, or at least give me a review. What can you do? So I went through their loan estimate, and I came back to them. I said, you know what, unfortunately, I can get you the same rate, but the good news is I could cut about $2,800 off of your costs. So you're getting, just think of it. It's not like you're getting a service. You're not getting a, you know, I just had eye surgery. Do I want to go and get the cheapest eye surgery that I can get? No, not at all. What you're doing in this case is you're getting money and using your house as collateral. So you're getting money. Money is money. Get it as cheap as you can. With all the regulations out there right now, there is no quacks out there. What you got to watch for is the costs. Why should you pay somebody $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to get money? Just all you're doing is just switching over and getting, you know, refinancing your house, getting money to pay off the current loan that you have. So you're not really doing anything. You're just moving monies around. It's like a transfer balance on your credit card. If you can get that 0% interest transfer, you know, no cost to you, with 0% interest for a year or two, go ahead. And then when it comes due, you know, in a year, year and a half, it comes due again, do it again. Transfer to another 0% interest credit card. So in this case, let's say you refinance. Let's say it costs you $1,000, $1,200, and you save $200-$300 a month. Okay, within 6 months, you're paid for. It's washed. Okay. Well, let's say 6-8 months from now, the rates go down again, and you can save another $200-$300. All right. And again, it costs you $1,200. You recover all your fees in 3-4 months. Do it. What harm did it do? You might say, well, I don't want to go back to a 30-year term. Don't. Keep making the same payment. Don't save that $200. Send the $200 extra in each month. Pay off your house 2-3 years early. Now you saved, you compounded your savings. So that's one of the big areas that I would highly suggest you do. Don't wait. Don't wait. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So if you can refinance today and save $300, but then you say, maybe in 6 months from now, it'll go down lower. Well, maybe it won't. Okay. So, but let's say you did do it and it did. Do it again. You're going to save that cost easily. And I have financial calculators that can prove it to you. Okay. So that's one way to do it. Second way is, and I kind of got off on this, you know, about credit cards. Credit card rates, and you can Google it, they just hit an all-time high. They used to be regulated. There was what's called a usury law. That went bye-byes years and years and years ago. I think the rate was like in the teens. You could not charge a rate over X. Now it's, you know, whatever can bear, whatever the markets bear. And it still amazes me that Congress allows this, doesn't step in and put in usury laws because they want to protect us against everything else. But why are they not protecting us against the banks on charging, you know, a 25% interest rate on a credit card? That's absurd. So let's say you have $25,000 in credit cards and the rate is 25%. You might have equity in your house to pay those off. Well, Dan, I don't want to go in any more debt and stretch out these things for 30 years and, you know, this and that and this and that. How about if I showed you we can consolidate this all together, save you money. You can also send in part of that savings to your new mortgage and pay off that mortgage quicker than you would otherwise pay off that mortgage. I do it every day. I show people how to do that. So if you have a decent amount of credit card debt at high interest rates, even if you're at 0%, it's not zero forever. Usually it's 12 to 18 months. So God bless you if you have the zero right now and it might be 10, 15, 20,000. Unless you can have that paid off within that term, you're going to have to flip it again and then again and then again. If you want to do that, that is your priority. Just go for it. But if you don't and you want to take advantage of, you know, some of these programs, and especially today's rates, I would highly suggest you do something. Now, here's a category that's really killing it right now is people call me every day saying, Dan, I want to get rid of my PMI. Fortunately, a lot of the people are qualifying. So what you need to qualify with or for or how is take your mortgage balance, what you owe. Then just do a Google search, plug in your address and put in value and check out three or four of the websites. See what the value of the home is. If you're at 80% or less, you could refinance and most likely get rid of your PMI completely. I just had a couple that they called in. Their PMI per month was $185. Their rate was in the low fours, and it was an FHA loan. So on their FHA loan, that PMI is on there forever. So if you took a loan out in the last 5 or 6 years, the PMI, and you didn't put down 10%, your PMI is on there forever. Okay, forever, all 30 years. The only way to get rid of it is by refinancing. So go check your mortgage balance. Check the value of your home. If you're at 80% or less, call me. Even if I can get you the same rate, and hopefully we can get lower, especially with what's going on in the markets right now, we could save you. In that case, that person saved $180 a month. They only took out their loan a year and a half ago. They were in California. The price of the home went way up, and they were fortunate. So we kept their rate the same. Got rid of their PMI. It was a big loan. It was like $400,000 or $500,000. They were saving $300 a month just off of the PMI. So we got them the same rate. They saved $300 or $400 a month. They're going to apply. And I even said, why don't you take a 20-year? They've been in the loan for 2 years. I said, you can keep it. Go with the 20-year term. Your rate, your payment's the same. You can pay off your house 8 years early. I mean, we were talking thousands and I think it was over $100,000 in savings. So that's that. So those are my ideas for the refinance. So today's show, we talked about the Fed, what's going on with that. Just because the Fed reduces their rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to follow. It surely won't follow, you know, tick by tick. You know, if they come back and say we're reduced by a quarter or a half or whatever, don't expect your mortgage rate to go down that. You need to follow it. That's why people say, you know, what's the difference between you and the other guy? I do this for you. Basically call me up and say, you know, here's what I got. We might not have the rate today. Might be there tomorrow. Might be there a month from now. Might be there 2 months from now. I'll watch this for you. That's what I do. So I hope you like today's show. If you do and you'd like to talk to me, please give me a call. It's 844-775-LOAN or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. God bless. Hope you come back again tomorrow. Good night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.